If you please, sir, we want to see the Eric Stewart right away. All four of us.
Orders are, nobody can see the great Eric Stewart. Not nobody, not know-how.
Oh, but we must.
Orders are, not nobody, not know-how. He's in conference with himself. And even if he wasn't, you wouldn't have been able to see him anyway on account of nobody has, not even us at Long and Foster.
Oh, but please, it's very important.
And I even got a permanent just for the occasion.
Not nobody, not know-how. Pardon me, I've got to put some houses in the MLS. What do you want?
We want to see Eric Stewart.
Not nobody, not know-how.
That's what the other man said.
But she's Jenny.
The Jenny who called? Well, that makes a difference. Just wait here. I'll announce you at once.
Did you hear that? He'll announce us at once.
I can fairly hear my heart beating.
We'll have a new home for Mom in time for supper.
In another hour, I'll have met the king of real estate radio.
Go on home. Eric Stewart says go away.
Away!
Oh.
Looks like we came a long way for nothing.
Oh, and I was so happy. I thought I was finally pointing my way home.
Don't cry, Jenny. We're going to get you to see Eric Stewart.
We certainly are. How? How are we?
Would it do any good if I cried?
Why?
Oh, please don't cry. I'll get you in to see Eric Stewart somehow. Come on.
I am Eric, the great radio real estate personality. Who are you? Who are you?
If you please, I am Jenny, a small and meek real estate customer. We've come to ask you...
Silence!
Oh, yikes.
The great radio real estate personality knows why you have come. I'll have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Oh, but I want a home now.
Yeah.
Do not arouse the wrath of the great radio real estate personality. I said, come back tomorrow. Oh.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Eric. You must be Jenny. And I assume this is Tommy and, let's see, Beth. And if I remember correctly, Grace...
Yes. What was all that with the fire and booming voice?
Booming voice? I'm not sure... wait a minute. Henry?
Yes, sir?
They're asking me about the fire and the booming voice. Is there something you needed to tell me?
Well, actually, yes. I had this idea. You see, I thought your radio show was too casual. If you're going to make it in radio, you need to have more gravitas. We're only going to go national and sell syndication if we can build an air of authority.
Henry.
I know. You just want to help people. Nobody goes national if they just want to help people.
Can you please put out the fire and turn off the loudspeakers?
Okay.
Wills, turn off the gas line. Can you get the fire chief on the phone? We're not going to need that permit.
I'm sorry, folks. Henry's my intern, and he has a lot of innovative marketing ideas, but just hasn't quite gotten a handle on what we're trying to do here. Like he said, I'd like to help. If I understood your call, I believe you're helping Tommy, it's your father, and Jenny, your mother, find a place that is more appropriate for their season in life.
That's it in a nutshell.
I know exactly what you're going through. About now, it feels like a strange journey, I imagine.
And it's only getting stranger.
Sort of like you woke up in Oz.
That's it exactly.
I like that. I think we can develop that idea.
Thank you, Henry. Come on. Come on in. Let's talk and see if I can help. Can I believe my eyes? Why have you come back? Henry, you can turn the sound machine off now.
Sorry.